SunTrust Park is not the only major stadium project underway in the Atlanta area. It's an exciting time for our local sports franchises, but not everyone is happy about the construction. Don Smith isn't, and he is not shy about sharing his feelings. It's time for the gripe bag.
I don't like things now compared to the way they used to be.
You know what really grinds my gears?
All this progress. Phooey!
Will you please tell me why?
That's the way it was and we liked it.
Get off my lawn!
Millions of dollars are leached from public coffers to help people who should spend their own money if they want to build a new sports facility. Cobb County is already pouring $400 million of public dollars into the Braves project. They also need to erect a pedestrian bridge over I-285, whose original cost was said to be $9 million more, but has risen. Cobb says it won't be ready in time for the opening, and DOT won't help out. Officials also propose $1 million-plus annually to pay for circulator buses in the area, and many people regard that as taxpayer subsidy for the Braves. If there is money for that, then why are our streets riddled with potholes and plated with steel and our bridges badly needing repair? Then there's transportation. The intersection of I-75 and I-285 may be the worst conceivable place in northern Georgia to situate a stadium people will have to travel to in some sort of transport, private or public, to the county that didn't want MARTA. Remember? Maybe the transport problem should be solved before the stadiums are built, and every transaction should be subject to sunshine laws, not brokered in secret, then sprung on the public. Well, we're told it's a matter of civic pride, like getting the Super Bowl. But letting the NFL, a nonprofit organization, remember, not charge sales tax for Super Bowl tickets, is another example of how public money is gleefully thrown away so billionaires and millionaires can keep more of theirs. If the NFL is worried about the high price of tickets, let them reduce them. It seems sadly like a matter of gullibility. How many times has this city been suckered by promises of benefits that will allegedly come flooding in the wake of a new stadium or large public performance venue, only to hear the same song not many years later? When Atlanta Stadium needs to be Olympic Stadium, needs to be SunTrust Park, and Georgia Dome must be replaced by Mercedes-Benz Stadium, and hundreds of millions of public dollars are required to facilitate these ambitions of people who already have most of the money anyhow. So it's a matter of money, much of which could almost certainly be better spent on schools or public transportation, public health, or that woefully needy category known as infrastructure. Sometimes it is better to fix the old things than keep building new ones. But Atlanta is a tear-down town.
Don Smith is a writer and producer for Georgia Public Broadcasting.